April 17th, 2021, Saturday of the second week of Easter. The disciples were caught in a storm and really struggling to get to their destination. But that was not what was bothering them in this gospel story from John. It was the sight of Jesus walking on the water that terrified them. They realized that they were in the presence of something beyond human experience and logic. It was the unknown, the unaccountable, that caused them to scream and shrink back in abject fear. It was only when they heard the familiar voice of Jesus and received the reassurance that "It is I," that they reached out to him. As soon as they did, he brought them home to safety, swiftly and easily. In this incident on the lake, the disciples were given a glimpse of what Jesus would become after his resurrection, when he would come into his full glory as Lord of all creation, with power not only over the forces of nature, but even over sin and death itself. As we saw last week in the various resurrection appearances, the initial reaction of the disciples when they encountered him was fear and denial. It was only after they heard his voice and received his reassurance that "It is I," that they reached out to embrace him. Ultimately, with the help of the Holy Spirit, they learned to trust in his guidance and protection as he shared his power with them and commissioned them to continue his work of proclaiming God's kingdom and witnessing to the new regime of justice, peace, and healing that he had established in this world. That witness consisted most of all in building a new community that lived by a very different set of values than the rest of society. This is shown by the various readings from the Acts of the Apostles that we have been hearing over the last few days. Today's first reading is a good example. The passage begins by noting that the community that gathered in Jesus' name brought together groups that had been divided by origin, history, language, and a deep distrust of one another. Those of Jewish origin, like the apostles, looked down on converts who had come from the surrounding Greek-Roman culture, while the Greeks resented their treatment as second-class members of the community. In response, the apostles stepped in to heal the division by responding in a creative and constructive way to their complaints. Evident in their response also is their commitment to caring for the poor and needy, in this case the widows, which was another fundamental characteristic of the new community that they were building. Finally, the apostles reaffirmed the good news about Jesus Christ and his triumph over sin and death as the central animating and unifying principle of this community. In this Easter season, we are led to encounter the risen Christ by contemplating and sharing the experiences of his first disciples. Often, we react with the same fear, denial, and doubt that they felt for some of the same reasons. It is easy enough to believe in and relate to the Jesus who walked this earth, taught and healed, and sacrificed himself on the cross out of obedience to his call from the Father and for love of us. The risen Christ, on the other hand, is so far beyond our human experience and understanding, it takes an openness to a new reality and trust in the witness of the community he established, which has become our church. But if we learn to listen to his word in the scriptures and seek him in prayer, we too can hear his reassuring voice, "It is I, do not be afraid." That can give us the courage and strength, even in the midst of the many storms that we face, to live as his disciples did, by seeking to heal divisions, by caring for the needy, and by always making the good news of Jesus Christ the central focus of our lives and message. That stark contrast to the values of our competitive, divisive, and self-seeking society continues as the most powerful witness to the victory of the risen Christ and us, his followers.